The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
News and analysis, townhall.com.
5 minutes after 7, we're at 47 degrees. Going to be a warming week here, especially by, guys, we're talking 90s maybe by Friday. We'll have to see about that, or I will get the full forecast here in just a moment. Wild Sam and Steve, you wanted to bite on a topic that I was mentioning, since today is Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. And the pebble in my shoe, Steve, was the bicyclist, the bum bicyclist, 20 miles an hour at least. He was booking. And he just roared down the sidewalk, almost clipped me, almost hit a car turning into it. And it was just like, it was very, very unsafe. And nothing really seems to get done about it. And probably because they have no money, I guess. But anyway, what are you thinking about that? Here, go ahead.
Well, I used to work for a business right along McAndrews Road there. Mm-hmm. And I had the same thing happen to me. And we had a police officer checking our business pretty regularly because there were bums trying to sleep under the porch, you know. So I asked the police officer what's the deal with bicycles, and his explanation was that bicycles are allowed to ride on the sidewalk only if there's no bicycle lane. And riding on the bicycle lane, they are the last in terms of they have to obey all the rules that everybody else would obey. Now, this was before all these electric bicycles, so I'll bet that guy was riding an electric bicycle.
Could be. I don't think so. Usually I notice that they tend to have the fatter tires, and this one wasn't.
Not all of them.
Mm-hmm.
You got to look at the cross member in the frame, because that's where the batteries are. But it's possible to be going 20 miles an hour, but most of those people aren't in good enough shape to do that, unless, like you say, he was on speed.
In more ways than one, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, that's been a problem all along there for quite a while. I'm not sure. Well, they have that shelter that's over, I forget the name of the street, but it's back in there. I don't know if they're still using that or not.
Okay, well, I'm going to go back to what my boss was suggesting the other week, and I mentioned it back then, and I think it's time for a new emphasis here, Steve. And, of course, I'm sure you'll understand the spirit in which I tend this, in which we need to steal back our bicycles from the homeless community. Can we do that? Is that all right?
Yeah, well... Yeah, we just need to get rid of the homeless community. But
I'm sorry, you know, you see some homeless guy that's on a what you know is a $500 or $600 bicycle or more, and it's just like you didn't buy that. You know, come on.
Yeah, well, absolutely true. They will steal whatever they can steal, and mobility is an interesting thing when you're a homeless person. How do you get from one place to the other? I guess they can ride the bus for free, but I don't see many of them on the buses. I guess that just goes to show that the bus service doesn't even work for free.
Okay. Well, the whole idea, though, is that we need to steal back our bicycles. So, you know how the Marxists are always talking about give back? We have to give back. That's the statement you will always hear out there from the Marxist community. It's time for us to give back to the community. All right. Well, the homeless community, we need to steal back. And so the homeless community needs to give back. How about that? All right.
You're not buying it.
You don't think we can pull this off, can you? All right.
I kind of doubt it. Although from that perspective, who is the guy that really wrote that paper about Marxism, the rules for Marxism? I can't remember his name right now.
Rules for radicals, the rules for radicals, and I know who we're talking about. I'll look it up here, but yeah.
Okay. Well. Major point that he made was that the criminals had the best way of doing things, and we're seeing the Democratic Party just follow that law. I mean, their rules.
All right. I appreciate the call, Wild Seven. Happy to take it again, all right? 9 minutes after 7, 770-5633. It is Open Phones, Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday, which means that you can just talk with me about anything that's on your mind, okay? Join me next.
People's Commissioner. Hi, this is Ron Smith, candidate for Josephine County Commissioner. So why do I say the People's Commissioner? Here's five good reasons. One, I've worked on the people's side of government over 20 years, defending our property rights, our liberties, and our freedoms from government overreach and intrusion. Two, because when you elect me, you'll get a man of integrity who will honestly listen and hear your concerns. I will never forget I work for and serve the people. Three, I'm a team player on the people's team. I'm not a politician. I'm just like you, believing in lower taxes, financial responsible, and transparent government. Four, I have no hidden agendas. I will openly work to see the people's will expressed through county government to be your voice inside government. Five, as a conservative, I am done letting politicians waste our tax dollars on nonsense while we're robbed by drifters, choked by smoke, and gouged by outrageous housing costs. Learn more at VoteRonSmith.com. Paid for by citizens to elect Ron Smith commissioner.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit Spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
KCMD and KMED Weather, sponsored by Advanced Air and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to deliver intelligent heating and cooling solutions and award-winning service. Visit MyAdvancedAir.com.
I'm meteorologist Bobby J for NBC5. Chilly start this Tuesday morning. A few spotty showers possible in the morning hours, but becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Still slight breeze from the northwest. High of 62, dropping to 36 tonight for a chilly start, but warming up 71 Wednesday, 83 Thursday.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros and Full Service Auto Repair.
Jasper's Cafe, voted Medford's best burgers for 14 years running. Jasper's has been a local tradition for over 40 years. Come in and see for yourself why we've been recognized nationally for our amazing burgers featuring outrageous toppings and a delicious range of meats from local grass-fed beef to elk to bison and more. We're just 1 mile up North Pacific Highway from the mall, or check out our menu at jasperscafe.com. Jasper's, burgers with attitude.
Drake's Paint and Supply, your only locally owned paint store, is growing. Drake's is excited to announce a new store opening soon in South Medford that will offer the same top quality Benjamin Moore paint and stain and all the equipment and supplies the North Medford and Grants Pass stores offer with the legacy of service and value Drake's is known for. Drake's Paint, your local Benjamin Moore dealer in North Medford, Grants Pass, and soon to be open in South Medford between Central and Riverside, just north of where the two combine.
Hey, it's Lars here with my trusted friend in the real estate market, Jared Hokanson with Hokanson Realty. If I were listing today, what advice would you give me, Jared?
Lars, that is a fantastic question. Thanks for asking. For my clients that are listing today, one of the key things that I'm telling them is, hey, we're not in the same market that we were in within the last year or two. With the rise in interest rates and what's been going on with the Feds and things like that, it's changing the market. And so it's more important than ever to make sure that they hire a company and a real estate agent that knows how to adapt to the changing market. And that's exactly what we're doing for our clients in order to get them top dollar. And we give advice on what it takes to do that. And then we put our marketing machine to work to maximize the amount of money that they can get for the sale of their property as well.
Thanks, Jared. Call Jared Hokanson today at 541-772-SOLD, 541-772-SOLD, or go online to 541-772-SOLD.com and start packing.
Up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
They even give a shout-out to the New York Times and their editor slamming the Biden White House for whining about the press. They want to be covered by Pravda. He can't keep up the rigors of running for president. You know, it's one of the reasons Joe Biden, he's no longer can go up the big boy stairs on Air Force One. So they put him on the little boy stairs with Secret Service agents following him up the stairs in case he falls flat on his face on the little boy stairs. That's why now they won't let him walk to Marine One, because he looks so old and frail and looks like he's about to fall over. I mean, it's pretty unbelievable, but you're going to tell us, oh, quality over quantity? So he's going to give short speeches. I just want to say, vote for me. Bye. See you later.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And guess what? Sean Hannity is doing the same. He's been purchasing precious metals like gold and silver from the top-rated company, Goldco. Goldco is a seven-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. And they've placed over $2 billion in precious metal sales for people just like you. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. That's right, up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last. So if you're looking to diversify your savings, call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Welcome back to the Bill Myers Show, 106.3 KMET, 99.3 KCMD.
Oh, goodness. It's Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday and some open phone time, which means that you can share anything that happens to be on your mind today. It could be a pebble in your shoe. It could also be a pearl of positivity. Either way, like I said, I was just irritated by the unsafe bicycling done by bums. I mean, it's bad enough that we have been forced, or we have allowed the city councils to take the grant stream funding and then force the road dieting of our cities to make it more difficult under the guise of, well, if we build bicycle lanes, that then they will come and then they ride on the bicycle sidewalks anyway. Instead of bicycle lanes, they go on the bicycle sidewalks. So anyway, I find that kind of irritating. We could talk about that. We could talk about the Trump trial. I know that Stormy Daniels apparently is testifying right now at Last Report. Dave, you wanted to weigh in on that. Go ahead. You're actually thinking that this is...
I wanted to weigh in on the document case.
Okay. Oh, the document case. I'm sorry. Different trial. All right. Go ahead.
Well, yeah. Last week I heard that the government had to admit that their records seizure from them wasn't correlating with the record index that President Trump had, meaning that it's been jumbled up because they had so many people going through the documents, and they even put their FBI notes in it, which those are supposed to be they can be entered into evidence in a trial, but they have to be listed as FBI notes.
Do you think that this is going to help the president's case in this instance?
Oh yeah, because if they admit that the records have been tampered with, the case got to go away.
All right, very good. Hey, appreciate the call there, Dave. Thanks for checking in. 18 minutes after 7. Let me go to Jim. Hello, Jim. How are you this morning? Welcome. What's on your mind?
Good morning. You know, I just wanted to honor you, Bill. What a servant you are.
Oh, that's very kind of you. What's going on then? What makes you say so?
Our common friend, Mr. X, fabulous. And, you know, in order to comprehend what's going on, I believe we need to, I don't like to use the word understand. We don't stand under these people, but there's three things that we have to see. Number one, a profound evil that people of God just cannot get their head around. Number two, an understanding of UN Agenda 21, Sustainable Development turned Agenda 2030. Yeah. And number three, the consensus process and how it is being employed for all of the intrusions that we're seeing. In fact, we can replace the word overreach with sustainable development, and they're synonymous. The bike thing you're talking about is about civilly engineering a rift in an unsafe situation between motorists, cars are the enemy, as you know, and automobiles. And that's what the roundabout thing is about. That's what the out-of-scale, uncalled-for bike lane thing is about. And in your community, like many, let me guess, they have the spandex mafia that they can call in to meetings at will.
Well, as a matter of fact, there are a couple of members of the spandex mafia that are on the planning department, and so they like to ride bikes all the time to work. And so, well, the rest of us are going to ride bikes to work good and hard in their view, I guess. And they probably use their position within the city. I forget if there are city or county planners, but one way or the other, I'm sure that they put a little thumb, little ideological thumb on the scale, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, I honor you, Bill. What a great job.
Well, thank you very much. You're very kind, but we always have to be alert to the intrusions. They're everywhere. And the main issue is that do you think we can turn it back in time before we're just completely subsumed by the enormity of the intrusions?
Well, I believe that we are going to get our country back better than ever. But the Constitution not only provides for our engagement, it requires it at a time like this. And it holds dignity, Bill. You know, getting involved holds some dignity. Letting them run their numbers on us and sitting on the couch does not. You know, what if commissioner meetings became a social thing where we met and afterwards went out to eat or something? Because what happens when you show up is you meet fabulous, authentic, engaged people that care. And that's what we should be doing, Bill.
Well, you see, how could we then restructure a committee meet or a commissioner's meeting so that it becomes more of a social event? Probably not doing it at 9:30 in the morning. Do you agree?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they purposely often make it right when people are at work.
Yeah.
That's the thing about work. It cuts up your whole day.
Yeah, it does. maybe I'll have to move that, all right? Jim, a pleasure talking with you, though, but thanks for the kind words, all right? You be well. 770-5633. Open phones on Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. He had a pearl of positivity, which was a nice change of pace here. I was reading an article. You know how tonight I was mentioning that there's going to be the wildfire presentation over at the Expo from Pacific Power. Pacific Power is going to be doing their thing in Jackson County Expo from 5:30 till 7:30. And how they're going to keep you safe during wildfire season, which essentially means shutting off the power. So make sure you have some backup. I'll be curious to hear what they have, how much or how often they think they're going to have to shut it down. Maybe you can go there and figure it out. But it is all part of the consensus process that Jim was just mentioning here a moment ago. Because everything about the power situation we find in the Northwest is connected to that consensus process. And the consensus process is that we're going to decarbonize. It wasn't anything anybody voted on. We're doing it with executive orders and doing it with, a consensus process. Well, I'm a gangrener, and I think that we need to be decarbonized. Hey, I'm a gangrener, and I've been invited to this, and I think we need to decarbonize too. Hey, we all agree. We have consensus on this one. But a fly in the ointment, though, is the fact that the cost of power is exploding. We're looking at pretty close to, if Pacific Power gets their way, 20 cents a kilowatt hour delivered to the outlet. Not as high as California, but inching awfully close, okay? And we have been conditioned for how many years that, oh my gosh, the green power, the renewable power, is so inexpensive. It's practically free. At the same time, I mean, this gaslighting that we've been getting through the Public Utilities Commission and the pressure put on Pacific Power by the PUC and the consensus process is quite interesting, because I've been calling it out for years. How can they talk about the affordability of renewable power when even right now, Pacific Power, to get you to join Blue Sky, you agree to intentionally pay more than you do for market price power? You're buying blocks of market price, power, and it's always more expensive. It's always more expensive. And the Greens have been caught gaslighting here, just trying to make you think that you can't believe what they really said just a few years ago. One of the best websites to go to, and I'm going to say this again, I want to continue to push these people because they write so much good journalism on the green power SOCAN type frauds out there, is StopTheseThings.com. They're an anti-windmill place. They're against the green revolution, but they're really against the windmills because of the inefficiencies and the huge subsidies that are put on them. The latest on StopTheseThings.com today, a must-read. Propaganda flip. Renewable cult claims that they never said wind and solar would be cheap. Well, I remember them telling us it was going to be cheap, right? I'll take a couple of little bites out of this one. Not so very long ago, the media hacks and shills were uniform in their exhortations about how cheap wind and solar were and how, in the not-too-distant future, power consumers would have power at prices magnitudes below what they were being pay for the stuff generated by coal and gas. Taking energy, every glib opportunity to remind us that the wind and the sun are free. And now that we're well on our way to an all-wind and sun-powered future, it's become impossible for the propagandists to bury the fact that retail power prices didn't fall. To the contrary, they've risen at double-digit rates every year for more than a decade now. Now, Joe Nova, the Joe Nova blog, has a great piece on this. They call out Peter Lewis for special attention. Lewis was caught out recently attempting to send his earlier and wildly optimistic prognostications down the memory hole. All right? Joe Nova blog reporting April 26th. We are at the beginning of the big flip. The activist pundits are suddenly realizing that renewables aren't cheap, and worse, that the public's figuring it out. Without blinking, they're switching from telling us how cheap renewables are to saying, well, of course it's going to be difficult, like everyone knows this, and they haven't been completely wrong for 20 years, and they've wasted trillions of dollars. They hope to, of course, to erase the past, skip the apology, and slide the public straight into accepting it. The transition to renewables will cost more, of course. Take Peter Lewis of Essential Polling. He writes snidely in the UK Guardian, here's the truth. Energy transition is hard. Not everyone gets a pony. The climate crisis has long been defined by its lies. From the original sin of science denial to Tony Abbott's confected carbon tax panic to the latest yellow cake straw man. But the most damaging porky of all might be that the transition to renewable energy will be easy. And then Joe Nova says, did you hear what he just did there? He blamed and named conservatives and then pretends that they were the ones selling the lie that the transition would be easy. It's writing like this that makes The Guardian the tabloid trash can of history. The most damaging porky may well be that wind and solar would be cheap, but it was a progressive family and a fantasy, and Mr. Lewis himself was practically on the sales team. And Joe Nova comes up with the same Peter Lewis in 2017. Smug, wrong, and condescending. And here's what he wrote. Clean energy is plummeting in cost. And the smart technology solutions that will make it work are proving themselves. The coal club can huff and puff, but it's too late to blow the renewable house down. And now the newly reformed Peter Lewis is saying that the transition is hugely disruptive. Both gloss over the hard truth that fundamentally changing the way that Australia, in this case, produces shares and uses energy is hugely disruptive, particularly in the regions where the new infrastructure is earmarked for land and sea. And, of course, we are, too. What, are they going to be selling the wind farm licenses off the coast of Oregon? Yeah, they're right. For years, they were telling us, it's going to be so cheap, it's going to be so cheap. And instead, the power's gone up every year, double digits. We're going to be at about 50% more than we were just 2-3 years ago. And mostly, well, some of it's due to wildfire payoffs, okay? But the major part of it is that you're taking what works and replacing it with intermittent and chaotic. And intermittent and chaotic needs a lot of expensive backup. It's like you have to build the power supply twice in the wind and solar world. So there we go.
If you have an appliance that's giving you trouble, Just-In-Time Appliance is your fast and affordable mobile appliance repair, serving the Rogue Valley. Just-In-Time services and repairs all brands. Major appliances often can be repaired, extending their life and saving you money. So give Just-In-Time Appliance a no-obligation call for advice on whether it can be fixed with the best warranty around. Before you go to the expense of buying a new appliance, call Just-In-Time Appliance online at justintimeappliance.com.
The following preview has been rated immature for all audiences except metal roof enthusiasts and small children. In the not-too-distant sun-baked future, in a world where leafy debris and pine needles collect on unsuspecting homeowners' roofs, where just one seemingly harmless airborne ember could cause a catastrophic fire,
Two unassuming technicians.
He's talking about us.
Embark on an epic journey to fabricate and install fire-resistant metal roofs on Southern Oregon buildings. Heroes will rise. Fire hazards will fall.
This is awesome.
This spring, call the Metal Roofing Division at Fontana Roofing and witness the sheer...
So what do you think?
So it's like we're superhero firefighters except without the supernatural powers, form-fitting costumes, and inherent danger?
Exactly.
Can we drive big, shiny red trucks?
Maybe in the sequel.
For an epic fire-resistant roof, call Fontana Roofing's Metal Roof Division. Visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
We have some real issues here in Southern Oregon, and when it comes to the state senator to represent us, there is only one clear choice, Christine Goodwin. Christine is a strong, vibrant, get-her-done conservative who won't leave Southern Oregon behind against those far-left Portland politicians. Matter of fact, as representative, she has the number one conservative voting record of all time by nationally recognized CPAC in the legislature among senators, representatives, and congressmen serving over 2 years. Christine helped recriminalize hard drugs, strengthen laws for our police, and even worked to help Texas in trying to close the southern border. Hey, Republicans, make sure you vote Christine Goodwin for state senate in the primary. She's a winner, and let's back a winner. This former high school teacher, small business owner, commissioner, and school board chair knows how to get it done on all levels. Sending her to Salem to battle those urban politicians is the best thing we can do. Vote Christine Goodwin for state senate. Paid for by Goodwin for Oregon, PAC ID 21708.
American Rancher Garage, United in service.
Summer is coming. Don't let breakdowns in the heat leave you stranded. Now through May 31st, get 10% off an engine cooling system service at American Wrench Garage. You can also take advantage of great savings on air conditioning diagnostics and system charges now through the end of summer. American Wrench Garage wants to keep you cool, arrive on time, and save some money doing it. Call now and book an appointment at 541-499-6673. American Wrench Garage, we are United Through Service.
106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD. This is the Bill Myers Show.
American Rancher, right. Boy, servicing coolant, you cannot do that too often as far as I'm concerned. A lot of people don't realize that when the coolant just sits around, just sitting in your car, it turns into an acid over time and then starts eating up, just kind of doing a little corrosion within the whole system. And very sad things can happen. Believe me, anyone who's had an old car that's sat around for a long time and then it gets all gummed up, got to service it. Let us service now Jeff and Selma. Hey, Jeff, how you doing this morning? What's on your mind?
Well, very expensive things can happen if you
darn straight
go down that coolant road.
Darn straight. What's up?
Before we get into it, I want to quote presidential candidate Barack Hussein Obama. Under my plan, energy prices will necessarily skyrocket.
In fact, I think he noted tripling. I think he noted tripling, right? We'll need to triple?
Well, skyrocket was good enough for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, pebble in my shoe, boulder in my boot. You know, last week I talked about eBay now wanting people to give you their Social Security number or tax identification number so that they can charge or send you a 1099 to charge you income tax on the things you sell on eBay.
That's right. You mentioned that.
I finally got a hold of them this morning, and they stuck to their guns. But the amazing thing was, this policy is not enacted yet, the whole $600 limit on undeclared income.
Oh, yeah?
And I just thought, then I told her, I said, well, I think my payment.
Oh. Okay. Try that again. Your phone was cutting out there. Try it again, Jeff.
I told her that I think it's both unethical and unlawful for you to withhold my payment for a policy that has yet to be enacted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if it's necessarily unlawful. They can probably make up any rule that they want if you're going to be a member of eBay. And, you know, I have to tell you, I have a garage that I'm looking to sell a bunch of move along some of the radios and things that I've collected over the years and some of the parts. And I thought about putting them on eBay or the online type places.
Right.
I finally figured out, I think it's too much trouble by the time you end up having to report it for taxes, pay for the shipping, and do all the rest of it. I think I'm just going to end up doing it in the Craigslist kind of local thing. And I know that I'll get less for it than I would if I ended up going online and doing the national thing. But I think it's almost
worth hassle.
I think it's almost worth getting less money for it and then just saying, you know, hey, here it is. You want the radio? I know I could get $75 for it on eBay. I'll give it to you for $40, but then I don't have to pay tax. Technically, you're supposed to pay taxes on it. I get that. But I get that irritating aspect of it in which they assume that everything that you sell online, you're making a profit on. Because you're selling.
Technically, you're supposed to pay taxes, but.
But no, but it's not income. You know, how is it? I paid taxes to buy that radio in the first place, right? The money that I used to buy the radio was after-tax money. I'm not making a profit on it. All I'm doing is trying to make up some of the money that I put into it. And yet the government looks at that as a profit right now?
Well, the word profit. You use the word profit, which is a capital gain, right? And the definition of income, according to the IRS, does not include a liquidation of assets.
Well, the liquidation of assets, what you're doing on eBay, that's what they're looking at then. That's what they're calling it, aren't they? They're calling it income.
They're calling it income. And that's the argument that I had with her this morning over this. And that, like I said, they just stuck to their guns. And I said, well, take it up higher to whoever you want to take it up to. But it looks like you're just going to make $185 off of me because I am not giving you my Social Security number.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all. And this is that race for every bit of tax money on the underneath the couch cushion, because there we go. You know, they would be expecting you to pay taxes on liquidating your stuff for pennies on the dollar in your garage sale, right? It's the same kind of mentality, isn't it?
Well, like I said, that $185 is a seat cover of which I'm taking $140 loss.
Exactly.
So
but they're calling it profit.
In the subway before I pay taxes on a loss.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, don't deal with them. I wouldn't. Let me go to line two, which is Greg in Shady Cove. Greg, take it away. Bicycle.
All right.
Go ahead.
Here we go. So that's pretty darn neat, the radios. I wouldn't mind having one. But other than you were talking about the bicycles, and I would say there's actually a lawyer advertising on television for that problem. And then I was going to throw out this one silly question I've been wondering about. Who was like, there was like Dick Cheney and Halliburton. Is there any popular people that are the same with all the world wars? And then one thing about the LARC, they shut that down. That would have been a great place for large gatherings of entertainment, like you said, that piano lady, and I'll just take all my answers off the air.
Okay, now, okay, what about, what got you, what, oh, the LARC got shut down. Yeah, well, the LARC, you know, I can't answer all those questions right now here. Greg, I'd almost have to do a little bit of research. The LARC, some people are writing me grousing about what happened to the LARC. Maybe I'll talk with Herman about that here in just a minute or two, get a little bit of that. The LARC was offered to some private businesses, and I don't think anything ended up coming of that. And some people were grousing that it was given to the church or sold to the church so that it's going to be off the tax rolls. But I don't know if it could have done that or not. Nobody wanted it, from what I can recall. Now then, the Earl of Talent is here. Hello, Earl. Welcome.
Hey. Well.
I'm sorry, the Earl of Central Point. You used to be in Talent. You have changed jurisdictions and kingdoms. There we go. All right.
And it's for the better. the thing, you was talking about selling the radios. Try Facebook Marketplace. I think they're better than Craigslist and easier to deal with.
Fewer spam bots saying, hey, I'll send my representative over to you with a cashier's check, right? That kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
All that silliness. But the other thing I wanted to talk about was, the main thing was about the windmills and the solar and all that. I don't understand why the people that are for all the animals and stuff have not gotten on the windmill bandwagon, pushing to get them dismantled and everything, because of all the whale and dolphin breachings on all the coast, not just in the United States, throughout the world. And they say it's caused by the electricity throwing off the senses of the whales and the dolphins and all that.
And other theories are talking about the subsonic the the subsonic noise also brought to the
And so it causes them to beach and they die. Why is not all these animal rights activists getting on this thing?
Because wind and solar is a cult right now. It's a different cult. It's a more politically favored cult than even the animal rights. I think that's what's going on.
The animal rights people would have been the one go-to one to fight it.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't have the total answer for that, but it's an interesting question that you raise. You would think that if they were being consistent, that they would be concerned about the impact on wildlife. Appreciate the call. And by the way, you check in more often, okay? What else did you want to say?
Okay. Not only that, but all the bird kills from the windmills that have happened, and they're happening to endangered species.
Mm-hmm. Well, once again, you're dealing with a cult. We have competing cults out there, Earl. Earl of Central Point. We'll talk with Herman here in just a moment, too. This is the Bill Myers Show.
Crater Chainsaw is fully stocked with Carhartt this season, and it's all on sale starting May 1st. Shop spring Carhartt specials throughout the store. There's a great selection of Carhartt for men and women. Long and short sleeve t-shirts, jackets, coats, pants, bibs, gloves, beanies, and lots of hoodies with Carhartt down the sleeve in a variety of different colors and sizes. On sale May 1st through Saturday, May 11th. Shop Carhartt at Crater Chainsaw for 58 years at 1321 North Riverside in Medford. Parking and entrance behind the building.
Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford, nowiresnow.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided. By Dish. News is sponsored by Millett Construction, specializing in foundation repair and replacement. Get on solid ground by visiting MillettConstruction.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israel is going after Hamas in Rafah after rejecting a ceasefire plan accepted by the terror group. Israel says the proposal fell far short of meeting its core demands. The destruction is widespread, and at least one death is blamed on powerful storms that have devastated communities north of Tulsa, Oklahoma. It happened last night. The celebrities weren't the only ones showing up for last night's glitzy Met Gala in New York City. Participants greeted by anti-Israel protesters in the streets. Technical issues forced Boeing to scrub its first astronaut launch just 2 hours before the planned liftoff last night from Cape Canaveral, Florida. And former President Trump back in a Manhattan courtroom this morning, facing a fresh threat of jail time if he tries to defend himself by speaking out. Former president under a gag order. More details at SRNnews.com.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros on Main Street in Phoenix.
Hi, Jason with Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros with more spring savings. Right now, purchase a set of four qualifying Yokohama tires through June 15th and get up to a $100 rebate. Get an additional $50 when you purchase with your Tire Pros credit card. There's 14 different tires to choose from, including Geolander AT for your truck or SUV and the Avid Ascend LX for your passenger car. So stop by or call for details to save right now on quality Yokohama tires exclusively at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros.
Millett Construction has been a general contractor for 40 years. For the last 20 years, they've specialized in foundation repair and replacement. If you have sloping floors, cracks in walls, and windows and doors that are hard to open, you have a foundation problem that's only getting worse. At Millett Construction, they not only fix your foundation and level your house, they solve the water problem that's causing the damage. Get on solid ground. Call Millett Construction for a free estimate. Visit MillettConstruction.com. CCB number 32787.
Hi, it's Scuba Steve with Bicoastal Media and KMED. Today I'm chatting with Nick Jones, the principal of Jones & Associates Premier Financial Solutions. Nick, in retirement, how can people be sure they have as much tax-free income as possible?
Well, that actually can be a big challenge without the proper planning. During our strategy sessions, we find many people don't have any tax-free income sources at all. But there are often remedies to this particular issue. In fact, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2018 presented an excellent opportunity for clients to convert to Roth IRAs while taxes are on sale through the year 2025. Now, for high net worth clients in particular, leveraging life insurance to generate tax-free income for life can actually be an even better solution. So, when you meet with us for a strategy session, we'll compare Roth IRAs and life insurance side by side and let you know which will best suit your needs for tax-free retirement income.
Schedule a strategy session with Nick at jonesfinancialtalk.com.
Hi, I'm Jolene from Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros, and I'm on 106.7 KMED.
Okay. Got a lot of calls trying to keep everybody straight there. Herman standing by. Ryan, you said your ballot was just was given to you modified in some way. What happened? What's your story?
So actually my wife and my ballot, we got in the mail yesterday, and they are both changed to nonpartisan. And we've been registered Republicans for 20 plus years.
Boy, can't. Are you Jackson or Josephine County, Ryan?
Jackson, out in Eagle Point.
Okay. What I would do is call up the county clerk on this one, because if you have been, I'd like to find out how you ended up getting re-registered, because I've heard from more people that this has happened to, and they're wondering why they're not seeing the candidates on it that they should be. And so
exactly.
Mm-hmm. So I
want to vote for Noah Robinson.
Well, you in Shady Cove?
Out in Eagle Point.
Eagle Point, is that part of it? Is that part of the...
Maybe not.
I don't know.
But anyways...
I would have thought that you may be in District 28. I'm not sure. I'll have to take a look. Okay?
Okay.
All right. But still, if you're not seeing any Republican candidates on your ballot, then you definitely got to get in touch with the county clerk.
They're
okay?
Done.
All right?
Okay.
All right. Good luck on that. All right, let me go over to Herman. He's doing a couple of things at once here, too, loading up an airplane. something I talk to everybody. Ah, I'm loading up an airplane right now in a truck.
We're shipping an airplane to Germany, but that's okay. I'm out of there. I drove away, so we're good to go. Your last caller, Eagle Point is split. So
it is.
Some people are in, some people aren't in Senate District 2. That's the first thing. Two, if you've been changed to a non-affiliated, you need to go down to the secretary or the county clerk,
mm-hmm.
and you need to say, because it'll be when it was changed and how it was changed, okay? So that is, and so go. I would go inquire about how did that get changed and when it got changed. So
and what I'm concerned about is that I'm hearing some rumors that people are just re-registering or doing a new driver's license or renewing their driver's license, and then all of a sudden they find themselves unaffiliated. This is the rumor I'm starting to hear out there.
That's right. No, you got to pay attention, because if you don't check the right box on all this stuff, it just defaults. So you got to be careful.
All right. All right, Herman, we got some things we wanted to talk about this morning, and gosh, where do we even start? I know that... you're a little hot and bothered because of there was a county employee that ended up getting let go, and it was reported in the local paper that you think that there's a little bit that it's not quite being reported the way it should be. I just wanted to get the county side of this.
Well, it's a personnel issue, so I can't really get into it. I'm just. It's more about how the courier puts things. They call me misinformation bear trigger, And you got to read, Bill, it's been a character assassination. You've seen it. You've watched it, They put in there, let's go. You remember that poll that says we have a 55% disapproval in Josephine County.
Yeah, I know that came out of the Rogue Valley Association of Realtors, member. According to what the other members were telling me, it was a rogue member, apparently. No one could really figure it out. But anyway.
Listen, the lobbyists know that I have some influence with Republicans in Southern Oregon, so they have to discredit me. And J.L. Wilson, who owns Nelson Research, they put these polls out and you just look at whatever they give you, And I will tell you, my last conversation with J.L. Wilson this last early fall, about an issue, and he disagreed with me. And his statement to me was, Herman, you're a has-been, and you're irrelevant.
Okay. By the way, is Wilson, is this the same Wilson that used to own Cajo?
That's the Carl Wilson. That's his dad.
Oh, okay. Oh, this is the son. Okay. All right. Yeah. That's interesting.
So that poll, in my opinion, was what we call a hit poll. So they start, tearing you down, and the Courier put it in there several times. Now, Biden's approval ratings are the lowest in history. Have you seen that in the Daily Courier?
Well, it's not a local story, though, to be fair, Herman.
No, but I think it's a very important story.
But you know darn well, though, that politics is a contact sport, though. It's smash mouth it can be. Okay.
But the problem is the Courier puts out misinformation. People take it as gospel, and then the next thing you know, you have ethics complaints based on what they read in the paper. John, Commissioner West has had 10 ethics complaints. 8 of them have been dismissed. One of them went to the full ethics commission. It was voted down. The Courier didn't put in, it was voted down. It says, they were just one vote shy. So he's still guilty in the Courier's mind. They forget that you're innocent until proven guilty. And so that's how this works. And it does get old after a while because people are not getting the truth.
But I would have to be, I'm not here to defend the Courier, all right?
No.
But there is, though, the apparent, one could then report on that story, though, and say there is the appearance of impropriety because there is so much smoke, being blown out of that particular situation. And by the way, I'm not saying that's the case. I'm just saying, it could be spun that way. And, I don't know. I mean, I would say that when an ethics case gets dismissed, it should be hopefully on the front page. I don't know where it is, but the Courier is going to run the way they run. The Eagle's going to run the way they run. Rogue Valley Times is going to run the way they run. Okay.
Yeah. And my frustration is that the voter doesn't get the story. So when I was in the Senate and I led the denial of quorums and everything, I had so many ethics complaints, I couldn't count them. And I had to set up a trust fund, a defense trust fund, and hire attorneys and everything. And every single one was dismissed. Every one, because they were just that the people abused the system.
Is this kind of like where the ethics complaint ends up being used almost like the SWAT technique, where somebody calls the SWAT team in on someone who didn't really do anything? But
right. I mean, it's the same tactic, of course, at a much lower level than what they're doing to Donald Trump right now. They're using the system to go against them and to crush them, or to try to crush them.
But what issue did you have back to the employee who was let go? I know you can't talk about personnel matters, but what do you think was wrong then? If you're thinking something is
They said Commissioner Dan DeYoung was opposed to it, but yet he signed the order of dismissal. So I don't know how that all. And they said there's infighting at the commissioner's office. There is no infighting. We actually, all three of us, vote probably about 98% of the time together. And then you have dissent votes on all three of us have dissented. So, but the Courier is trying to make it sound like it's two against one all the time. And it's not.
Well, the one thing I would say, though, is that if you all agreed on everything all the time, I would be suspicious. Then it would be called then the papers would probably complain that you're all in lockstep and you have no difference of opinion.
Right. And then they constantly say this cronyism because we hired Michael Sellers. Now, Bill, I've been self-employed since 1980, I've had hundreds of employees over the year. So does that mean that every person that has ever worked for me cannot apply for a job at the county and be hired?
Well, I guess the question would be, did he go through the regular process, though?
He went through the regular process, and he had the qualifications. No one else had a master's in cybersecurity, and he went through the whole process.
All right. So let's set that aside right now, because, like I said, I don't want to get into the personnel matters, but I know that you were hot and bothered about that, okay?
Well, I'm hot and bothered about the misinformation.
Well, I know. You're always hot and bothered about them, okay? But let me shift this here to something else. Many listeners have written me about the Flying Lark disposition, or the disposal of that property being sold to the church in Grants Pass. What was that, Cornerstone, I think is what
River Valley.
River Valley. Thank you for the correction there. And more than one person is a complaining, boy, $9.5 million and yada, yada, yada. It would have been nice if it had been sold to a private sector business that would have paid property taxes, and implication that there was some kind of undue influence to bring it over to the church. So could you explain how that worked?
I agree with them. It would be great if we could have got $15 million and it would have went into the private sector and everything, but that's not what happened. We've had that for over a year now, and no, we had a few tire kickers, but nobody serious.
Was it up for sale the entire time and actually being marketed?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. First, we tried to market it in-house, and then we went to a broker, okay?
All right.
And so this is a cash offer. I mean, cash. And so the county can take that $9.5 million and put it into the state banking system, kind of like an endowment fund. It won't be called that, but it'll be similar. And then that'll feed, because that money all has to stay with the fairgrounds, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that the interest off of that will be $425,000 to $450,000 a year that the fairgrounds will be able to use in perpetuity.
Well, that's actually substantial, and that would. Okay. Yeah.
Huge.
All right. That's a nice little chunk of change. All right.
Right.
Wait a minute. Is it four? So $9.5 million. So 10% of that would be nine. Yeah, I guess it would be. You know, 4 or 5%. You would get about $500,000. Okay. Fine. All right. Yeah. The math adds up.
So the other thing is, and I had Josh Ballack at the chamber said, oh, you need to just hang on to it and wait and wait. Well, we can't, because it's costing the fairgrounds $100,000, somewhere around $188,000 to $100,000 a year to maintain that property. And we don't – that's coming out of the fair budget. And she doesn't have the money, okay? And so that means we would have to take money out of the general fund to back it up, and that means less money for the sheriff's office.
What was were there ever any offers made from private sector, though, any actual offers made in that whole process?
Not really. There was some discussion in the county even. We really got creative and said we would carry the note and all these things, but nothing ever solidified.
But nobody was talking about from the private sector about a cash offer, a cash out.
No, what I think was happening with the private sector is they were trying to wait us out. And they knew we had an alligator. They knew it was costing us money. They knew the county couldn't afford it. And so I think so when this came out of the blue, I mean, I went, what? Mm. A church? $9.5 million cash? Basically no contingencies? Holy Moses, where did that come from?
So needless to say, you grabbed the bird in the hand rather than hoping for a bigger bird in the bush. Got it. All right.
Yep.
All right. So, and now, this is the third topic we're going to address here. I was talking with Holly Morton, Josephine County Republican Party Chair, and about the concerns, my concern about being fair about this. I appreciate why people have been endorsing in parties and doing that. I get concerned that that we may find ourselves in, if you have bad party leadership, where you can end up having some bad outcomes. And I was wondering, kind of, what are you thinking about this? This is not then as your commissioner job. This is kind of like your old former Oregon Republican Party position and also a former state senator question about this. You had a different take on that because of what's been going on in the primaries politically.
Yeah, and I've had a lot of conversations with the movers and shuckers of the Republican Party in Josephine County, and I do have concerns of the party getting involved in primaries, but I have bigger concerns of the lobbyists getting involved in primaries.
Oh,
And because if the lobby, they have the ability to put the money into these races. And so the next thing you know, the Republicans at Josephine County didn't pick the candidate. The lobbyists picked the candidate. And I have a real problem with that. I have for a long time. I always had. It goes back. I've seen them do it before, probably in recent years with Zach Maynard and with Art Robinson. And, you know, and people said, well, Art Robinson wouldn't take meetings with the lobby. Well, when the lobby dumps $200,000 or $250,000 into your opponent in a primary and you got to take it out of your own bank account, maybe I'm not going to meet with them either. You know what I mean?
Okay, so the lobby then fought him and then complained that he wouldn't meet with them after they tried to kill him, you know, politically.
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
All right. Okay, all right. Well, political action has consequences. All right, that makes sense. All right.
And I will tell you, I will always fight this because I understand how the lobby works. And I will always fight this because I believe the primary is a family decision, okay? And the lobby needs to stay out of the family decision. Now, they want to get involved in a general election where it's a fundamental difference in how people want to legislate. That's a different story. Mm-hmm. But in the primary, stay out. Thank you.
Is this a relatively recent development, or has it been creeping in over a number of election cycles, Herman?
I would say it's creeping in. It used to be somewhat sporadic, but now it seems to be more of a trend. I mean, Diane Lithicum, she's got that problem. How about James Heap? Can you imagine? James Heap, great voting record, conservative. Oh, Drazen, I want my old seat back.
Gee, I didn't realize it was your seat. I thought it was the people's seat that Heap ran and won.
Yeah, right.
I get it.
And so I'm right on top of what Lars Larson said yesterday. I'm voting for James Heap.
All right. Hey, well, I appreciate the take on it, Herman. Just wanted to touch in, and we'll catch you next week, all right? You be well.
All right, and look up the definition of cronyism in the meantime, Bill. Thank you.
Will do. Thank you, Commissioner Berchiger. Right. It's a couple minutes after 8, KMED, KMED HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, KCMD Grants Pass, Translator K294AS Ashland. We'll check Town Hall News coming up.
Are you ready to lock and load for the summer? Look no further than Good Guys Guns, the Valley's firearm leader. This May, they are bringing you an explosive deal. Purchase any handgun and receive a box of ammo absolutely free. That's right. Purchase any handgun in the month of May and receive a box of ammo absolutely free. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Visit Good Guys Guns today. Good Guys Guns, the Valley's firearm leader. 4934 Crater Lake Avenue, Medford. Good Guys Guns.
Good Guys Guns.
Josephine County Republican Party is proud to endorse Dr. Noah Robinson for the Oregon Senate. A principled man, Robinson is chosen and supported by citizens rather than lobbyists. Dr. Noah Robinson is also endorsed by Oregon Firearm Federation, Oregon Right to Life, and many honorable senators, including Dennis Linthicum, Art Robinson, and Brian Boquist. Republicans win when they don't compromise their principles. In this critical time in Oregon history, vote for the candidate who will make a firm stand for our conservative Oregon values. Vote Dr. Noah Robinson, the citizen's choice for honest leadership, who puts truth before personal gain. Unlike his opponent, who has taken hundreds of thousands of dollars from big pharma and lobbyists, Noah's campaign is funded by the people. Josephine County Republican Party reminds you to vote Dr. Noah Robinson for Senate, a leader to reform Oregon. Paid for by the Josephine County Republican Central Committee, ID 319.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The destruction is widespread, and at least one death is blamed on powerful storms that have devastated communities near Tulsa.
One tornado ripped through the town of Barnesdall, Oklahoma, just north of Tulsa Monday night. Roger Edwards, lead forecaster of the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, says from Monday to early Tuesday, They received 15 reports of tornadoes throughout the Midwest.
Eastern Oklahoma, southern Oklahoma, and I'd say central and eastern Missouri still have a threat for severe wind, tornadoes, and hail.
The storms began Monday with gusty winds and rain, but at night, tornadoes began hitting northern Oklahoma. Two areas hit, Sulphur and Holdenville, are still recovering from a deadly tornado late last month. In Kansas, some areas received hail the size of an apple. I'm Donna Water.
Israel is going after Hamas in Rafah after rejecting a ceasefire plan accepted by the terror group. Israel says that proposal fell far short of meeting its core demands. President Biden about to deliver a Holocaust remembrance speech at the U.S. Capitol.
Today's ceremony comes as the Hamas attack on Israel and controversy over the war in Gaza have sparked new waves of violence and hateful rhetoric toward Jews and disruptive demonstrations on college campuses across the country. The White House says the president will issue a forceful condemnation of anti-Semitism as he continues to balance support for Israel with his efforts to constrain the war in Gaza.
And that's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Prosecutors have called Stormy Daniels to the stand at former President Trump's New York criminal trial. Daniels is the woman at the center of a non-disclosure agreement with Mr. Trump. Checking Wall Street now, stocks are higher. The Dow is up 110 points. The Nasdaq ahead 33 and the S&P better by 16 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
30 and 40 degree swings? Welcome to spring in Southern Oregon. This is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. As soon as the weather hits the 80 degree and above mark, our phones start ringing off the hook and people can hardly wait a day to get in. Wouldn't it be better to take care of any air conditioning issues you have before the real heat hits? Schedule your appointment now and stay cool later. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you. Kelly'sAutomotive.com.
At Father & Son Jewelry, we now have Lashberg Designs. They've revolutionized ring building.
That's right, Beck. Our customers don't have to settle for something someone else thinks is a great style. Instead, they choose the material, the design, the engraving, everything. It's their ring.
It's amazing. Choose one of 200 rings in our display case, scan the QR code into the tablet, and then watch the magic happen. So many options to customize and make it your own.
Come into Father & Son Jewelry for a demonstration.
KMED and KCMD Morning Weather, sponsored by Advanced Air and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to deliver intelligent heating and cooling solutions and award-winning service. Visit myadvancedair.com.
I'm meteorologist Bobby J for NBC5. Chilly start this Tuesday morning. A few spotty showers possible in the morning hours, but becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Still a slight breeze from the northwest. High of 62, dropping to 36 tonight for a chilly start, but warming up 71 Wednesday, 83 Thursday.
8 minutes after 8. Always enjoy talking with Kevin Sterrett in kind of a freewheeling discussion on firearms and politics and so much more. And I wanted to talk with Kevin about what does it mean, you know, now that we're in the election season. We're going to talk about election season over the next couple of weeks, 2 weeks from today, getting to vote for the next 2 weeks, and I guess 3 weeks if you count the extra 7 days waiting for mail-in ballots, no problem there, to make it to the election center for final counting and tabulation. You know, it's what does it mean to actually be a fighter, to actually fight for constituents in the current iteration of the state legislature? We're going to talk about this because Kevin talks to a lot of candidates, and he called me up the other day with his head hurting. His head was hurting, and it was like a monster migraine being brought on. And I don't want him to burst an aneurysm, so we'll talk about his pebble in his political shoe, as it were. We'll have that all coming up, all right?